Mary Willand.
Good morning and welcome.
Morning.
Thanks for putting in that original submission. We've had a read of that. Did I see you've tabled something? Are you happy just to read that out for us?
Yeah.
Great.
My name's Murray Willans. I live with my wife, Tania, and three children in the Tiano Basin. We live on a 570 hectare mixed sheep and cattle farm, a mixture of drought-prone slats and heavier hill country. We're very supportive of the objectives of the plan as a whole and with many of the proposed rules. However, I'm speaking mostly on Rule 52, which is to do with water extraction in the Waiau catchment. Mm-hmm. I've had some experience with that in the past sort of 3 to 4 years. And so approximately 100 hectares of our flatland is irrigated using K-line irrigation. The irrigation has been in place for 4 summers now and has made a significant positive difference to our farming operation. It has meant that we can now finish all of our lambs instead of having to sell them in the stores, make sufficient supplementary food for the winter and guarantee successful crop growth. After experiencing the value of irrigation during the last few years, I believe some sort of community allocation of groundwater in the Tiano Basin and probably the wider Waiau catchment would be extremely valuable to the community. Rule 52 discusses water extraction in the Waiau catchment and puts some very tight rules around its use. I'd very much like to see some sort of community discussion around this point. Our experience was that the irrigation bore was drilled to a depth of 50 metres and the water in it was determined to be approximately 2/3 groundwater and 1/3, 15.8 litres a second of surface water. The surface water is the water that is in question and it has been allocated to Meridian. During the consent process, we managed to argue successfully that the 1/3 surface water was such a relatively small amount that it was never going to have a measurable impact on Meridian's ability to generate power, and the consent was consequently granted. Unfortunately, in order to access the groundwater, of which there is no shortage in the Tiano Basin, many bores will most likely contain a component of surface water, and this is where there is a conflict with Meridian. I would like to suggest that as part of this land and water process, we as a community look to try and reach some sort of agreement around a reasonable and fair allocation of this extremely valuable resource. I doubt that when the original Manapouri Tiano Development Act 1963 was established, the government would have intended to grant all surface water in the entire Waiau catchment to one body. And after having a look at the total irrigable land in the Tiano Basin and making some assumptions around the percentage of area that may have irrigable quantities of water available through bores, I believe that with a relatively small amount of Meridian surface water, it would be possible to irrigate much of the Tiano Basin's irrigable land, assuming a similar percentage of surface versus groundwater were found in other bores. And that last point, I have actually done a bit more work and I can see they've identified those regionally significant wetlands,
yeah.
And it's happy with that.
So happy with it.
So yeah, I guess we've had discussions with Meridian over the last few years about some of this freeing up a little bit of that surface water so we can access groundwater through those bores. So it's really just, you know, we've sort of put this on the table a few times and just thought this was an opportunity to do again, sort of, you know, have it out there as a discussion point.
I understand that. Anything else you'd like to add, or should we see if we have questions?
No, that's fine.
Lawrence, can start at your end.
Yes, thanks, Murray. Have you had a look at the section 42A report and seen the change that's recommended there in relation to this rule?
Yeah.
So what view have you got on that?
Well, under Rule 52, it doesn't look as though it's changed a huge amount other than that point two.
Yeah. So
and
if you've got a low connection, has a low impact, we can
Yeah, if it's got a low degree of hydraulic connectivity.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think I had a read through our original consent last night, and I think it was determined to have a moderate degree, which must be the one third must be considered a moderate degree of connectivity, I'm assuming. So even that was, you know, 15.8 litres a second of Meridian's water, if you like, that must be considered a moderate degree of connectivity.
Yeah, that's right. It depends on the proximity of the aquifer to the surface water and all that sort of thing. This would free up a bit more water in the Taunau Basin, wouldn't it?
Well, I guess it would depend on the analysis of the bores.
Yeah,
it may do, but yeah, I'm not sure. It would depend on the individual, you know.
If you feel it's still a bit too restrictive.
Well, it would have been in our case last time because we wouldn't have met that low connectivity measure.
So that was changed to moderate rather than low. That would meet your concerns, you think?
I think it probably would, because I think that would probably, there'd been quite a few more bores that would have a moderate degree of connectivity. I'm no hydrologist, but in our case that would have, we were considered a moderate degree of connectivity.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning. Just on your submission point regarding Rule 23, intensive winter grazing, what sort of winter grazing system do you use?
We just have Swedes, which are mostly fed to sheep and some cattle. And I mean, we don't. Our percentage is pretty low, so it's, I think having a percentage there would be a good thing.
So you'd be under 10% of your...
We would be, yeah.
You won't have a farm environmental plan? Farm plan?
No, we don't.
No. Thank you.
Yeah, Murray, thanks for coming in. Did you have any dispute about the proportionality of the surface water versus the bore, or because knowing where you are, it seems that by feel of thumb that their determination would seem to be on the high end.
Yeah, the hydrologist we used, the hydrologist from Christchurch, and he thought that his analysis was relatively conservative in terms of
surface water.
Yeah, but he thought that was, at least that way there'd be no dispute. Bryden Hughes was the Environment Southland person that looked at it, and he was, and his staff were happy with the analysis he used, but he said it was a bit, probably pretty conservative.
Yeah.
So it may have been lower than that. But.
So what you are suggesting is that we look at a proportionality and as against a draw-off abstraction and sort of formulate some rule about that, are you?
Originally, what we were thinking was if they had 100 hectares of land in the basin, then they may be able to access X litres a second of irrigating water.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of fair sort of spread across the land in the basin. And, you know, and talking to Meridian and trying to come up with some reasonable approach to that, and accessing a little bit of their 530 cumex or whatever their resource consent allows them to use at the moment.
Okay, thank you.
Just clarification for me, their quantity of water, is that regarded as coming out of the two lakes or coming out of land?
Well, it's all Meridian's current consent, as I understand it, is for the surface water. So it comes out of all the surface water in the
total catchment.
Yeah.
Okay. No more questions, Chair.
And no further questions from either. Thanks very much for coming in.